I've been asked to tell the prodigal son story as I see it. And you know, one of the things that we have talked about a great deal throughout this time is the universal fatherhood of God, the closeness, the direct relationship of the individual to the universal, that we live in each other and in God. And our endeavor has been sort of to make us aware of the closeness of this thing and that it's found within us. We uncover it. It's always been within ourselves. God is life. And you and I are alive. God is that which I am, infinitely greater than I, because he's all life. But there's no life apart from, there's only experience apart from, there's life apart of. And in this little story, the prodigal son, it brings this out so beautifully. It shows us the relationship of God, the individual, the freedom of the individual to do as he pleases, as long as he can take the inevitable consequence of his thought and act. And it explains to me better than anything in inspirational writing or holy writ, if you like, myself. It explains myself to me, and you, it explains you to me, and our relationship with each other and with the Almighty. Now, if a tape lasts, I will finish it up. I will talk a little about the second brother, too. If it don't, I won't. And I take a little liberties with the story, because I have to tell it as it means to me. And the story goes like this. A certain wealthy man, God, had two sons, you and I. And the youngest one came to his father and he says, "Dad, give me my inheritance. I've got a lot of ideas. I got some things to do. I'm going out to California and cut me a big swath out there. Pretty good looking guy. I might even get into pictures and become a big star. Give me my inheritance." Now the father didn't say, "Wait a minute, son. You've got everything you need here. We got everything right here at home. There's no sense in you going away from home, when everything that you need is right here. Stay home. You're liable to get out there without the outside of the influence and the protection of the family. You're liable to get out there and get in trouble. You might run into a blonde with a bottle of muscadoodle and get into a lot of trouble. Stay home." He didn't say this. The kid says, "Give me my inheritance." And he gave it to him. Not an argument in the world. And the kid went away. Away from home. Away from God. Into a far country. Consciously separated from. This is the thing we talked about first. And wasted his substance on riotous living. Now, maybe you didn't do that. that it sounds suspiciously like me. He wasted his substance on Ryan Slipper. And after he'd spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land. And as serious as this thing is, it just tickles my funny bone. There arose a mighty famine in the land. And if there's any group of people on earth that should understand the famine, it's a bunch of drunks. You wake up after one of these deals, you know. Everybody in town's looking for you. You're as hot as a two-bit pistol. Half of them are trying to bank your checks with a tennis racket. I don't think they make famines like that anymore. There arose a mighty famine in the land, and the kid came to want. So what did he do? Come back home? No. He did just like you did, and he did just like I did. He went to a man in that country. We went to the doctor, to the priest, to the preacher, to the psychiatrist, to Timbuktu, around the world. Every place but the right place. And so did he. He went to a man in that country. And the man put him to work. And of all the things he might have put him to doing, he didn't. He put him to tending the pigs. Now, this is most significant. Because, you see, this was a Jew boy telling this story, and they don't like pigs. They just don't like pigs. And there would be nothing on earth that would be quite so humiliating to a Jew as to have to tend pigs. So he's telling us the boy's down. He's down. We got a name for it amongst us. We call it a low bottom. And he's as low as he can get. He's tending the pigs. And while he's in the pig pen, he gets hungry. And he fain would eat the husks that the pigs did eat. And the next line is terrific. And no man gave unto him. He was beyond human help. He had used up all of his resources. And people couldn't help him in his condition. And no man gave unto him. And as terrific as this line is, and we've got a line just like it, probably no human help could have relieved our alcoholism. Same thing. Terrific as this line is, the next one's better. Because it says, and the kid came to himself. In this condition, he came to himself. And he looked at himself and he said, I've lost the battle. I'm a failure. I'm no good. I've sinned against God and man. I'm just no good. And in this state of depression, he remembered that in his father's house was plenty to spare. But he said to himself, I can't go back and say, look, Dad, here's your boy. Here's your son. How about putting me up? He couldn't do it because he wasn't worthy of it. But he also remembered that there were servants there and that the servant's lot was much better than his. So he decided to go back and ask the father to put him on as a hired servant. And so he made a decision. He says, I will arise and go to my father. And we have a line like this too. It says, we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God, as we understood it. Same thing. So he says, I will arise and go to my father. And he starts back. And here then is the miracle of Agag. Here is the reason that I have come to believe that the great search, the great necessity to learn, to have intellectual knowledge, to all this stuff. I don't think this is the way it happens. Because all the kid did was to make his decision. I will arise and go to my father. And he starts. And the father saw him a long ways off and came to meet him. This is the miracle of the egg. The father saw me a long ways off, too. And he came to meet me through the guy that says, Mister, were you looking for somebody? And I said, no. What were you looking for? If it would interest you, I was looking for some ride. He lights up like a Christmas tree. Take off your hat and coat, you're in the right place. And the father came to me, to meet me, through those who had already found their way. And so the father saw him a long ways off and came to meet him. And immediately the kid tries to tell him what a failure he is. What a wreck he's made out of his own life. How he's sinned and is no good. And again, the father didn't hear. He didn't say yes, I know all about you. I've got it in the book here. I've been keeping tabs on you ever since you've been gone. And you sure are a stinker. Now, my suggestion is that you get to grubbing hole and get back here on the back 40 and grub out those sassafras bushes and some persimmon sprouts for about 25 years. And if you do a good job, I may invite you in to have lunch with me. No. Just as there were no questions asked when the kid says, give me my inheritance. There was no condemnation when he came home. Father didn't even hear him. He fell on his neck and kissed it. And he put a ring on his finger, the symbol of eternal life. No beginning and no end. And he called the servants and he says, kill the fatted calf. He says, the boy was lost, and he's come back home. Let's have a party. That God could and would, if he were so. This is my story. This is my story on the way down, and my story on the way back. It's your story. This is the relationship of the individual and the eternal. This is the answer, the only answer there is to the living problem. It's not normal for us to walk alone. It's not normal to be in the far country. It's normal for us to dwell in the Father's house. It's normal for us to share our experience, strength, and hope with each other. Help each other over the hurdles. And it's normal for us to live in the conscious awareness that every good and perfect gift is from His hand. it's normal for us to go about our father's business. This is just as normal as breathing. And so it's the answer to life itself. It's not only our answer, it's the answer for all people. Now there was another brother, the older brother, and he'd stayed home. And he'd been a real good boy. And he hadn't wasted any substance. And he was out in the field there next to the house. And he heard this commotion. And he said to the servants, he says, "What gives here? Sounds like they're having a party in there. What goes on?" And he said to him, "Why, your brother's come back home. And they're having a party." And he immediately got hurt. He'd been home all the time. And they'd never give him a party. And he got all exercised. Yeah, this bum had come home, and they were making quite a deal out of it. And so he was sulking in the field, and his father, God himself, went out and says, "Come on in, let's make merry." He says, "Your brother's come home." And he wouldn't do it. His own self-righteousness. His own spiritual snobbery. His own recognition of his virtue had closed the door. And he couldn't even come in and enjoy this thing. Even after the father says, "Why, you've been with me all the time. You could have had a party anytime you wanted to. All that I have is thine." But he stayed out in the field. Now, isn't this a picture? Isn't this a picture? Wouldn't this sort of point out the fact that as tough as it was for you and for me when we were in the pig pen, that we might be the fortunate ones? Because you see, we ran out of time. We ran out of everything. And we had no rights. And we came back to the party. While so many, living in God's bounty, seeing us, think that we're not so hot. They're a little better than we are. You know, they're doing the work. They're back home. And we should never be able to get in. And by trying to close the door on us, they lock themselves out. Isn't it strange that this is the way it is? This is life. And so again, how fortunate can we be? How fortunate can we be? This group right here. If there wasn't anybody else in this society but us, if we were all of it, still how fortunate could you be? Because there's not perhaps one amongst us that could have lasted much longer. Myself, completely done it. Totally done in. And I've been returned from that kind of a life into this one. our fortune. How easy it should be for us to thank God and pass the admonition. Bless you all.